This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. We here at Word of Mouth are always on the prowl for breakthrough technologies and other intriguing science stories. A frequent source of new ideas and research is a website called Science Daily, where we recently found an article called "Evil Eyebrows and Pointy Chin of a Cartoon Villain Make Our Threat Instinct Kick In." Yep. Science you can twist your mustache to. The article was based on work on the emotional responses to abstract shapes by Dr. Elizabeth Blagrove. She's teaching fellow and researcher at Warwick University in England.
This is a line of inquiry that's been present in the face processing literature for a while. People have been very interested in why we perceive and respond to what we could loosely call threatening facial expressions much more rapidly than more positive ones. And one of the candidates for why our attention is grabbed and held by those types of faces has been the kind of triangular shapes that you actually see inherent in the features themselves, particularly these downwards pointing triangle eyebrows, if you like. Equally, diagonal lines and also pointed angles seem to be something that hold some kind of special position for us within the human visual system. If we ask participants and volunteers to rate these types of objects, then they rate them much more negatively than rounded and curved objects.
Blagrove and colleague Derek Watson published a paper on the topic called "Negative Triangles: Simple Geometric Shapes Convey Emotional Valence." The concept was lifted by bloggers from Gizmodo to io9.com who picked up on the goatee as evil theme, drawing examples from Satan to Vladimir Lenin to James Bond baddies to cartoon villains like Boris Badenov of Rocky and Bullwinkle fame, whose thick unibrow spells a perfect capital V, signaling evil. And the effect is hardly reserved for eyebrows. Think of the antennae on SpongeBob SquarePants' perennial nemesis, Plankton. The spear-like chin and jawline of Aladdin's Jafar. Or even the absurdly pronounced widow's peak of Bram Stoker's Dracula. Once we did our own research, however, we discovered that despite the blogosphere's associating her work on triangular features with cartoony villains, the paper published by Blagrove does not make one reference to cartoons, and specifically points to eyebrows only a handful of times. Word of Mouth producer Taylor Quimby caught up with Dr. Blagrove to find out what she thinks about her scientific research being co-opted by a cartoon-centric cohort.
Does it surprise you or even baffle you how the media has managed to sort of, not necessarily distort, but I guess adapt your work for its own more sensational purposes?
That's a great question. From one perspective, it's really nice because sometimes you go directly to the science and it can seem very dry to people outside the field. Obviously, we find it fascinating, us in our, you know, in our ivory towers talking to each other about downwards pointing triangles and the such like. It's really nice to actually be able to portray this in a way that can capture people outside the field's imagination as well. I think, yes, I mean, cartoons can see they're a great hook for getting people's interest and to kind of explain what we're trying to talk about. But at the same time, it can feel a little bit facetious, a little bit flippant. I think if it goes too far away from the science, then it does become slightly more worrying for a scientist, if you can understand that.
I can. And I'm sort of wondering, you know, if you were trying to avoid talking about cartoons in reference to this study, and somebody asked you about your research at a cocktail party, how might you try and respond and bring an interest in another fashion?
The way I think I would try and capture people's attention otherwise is to actually link into the very human need that we all have to be able to understand the emotional faces around us. And it's something that there's a lot of evidence to show it's something humans do particularly well. We do it from birth. If you like, in some ways, our social success can depend on our ability to decode the emotional and social messages in the faces that we see every day. So I think that might be more of the spin that I would put on it.
So is there a future for your research? Do you know where you're sort of going to try and go next?
We know that downwards triangles have this effect on our visual system, but we still don't know why. So it would be great to be able to explore this further. And the really great thing about psychology is however many answers you get in these small, little, straightforward studies, you end up with so many more questions to ask at the end of it.
Elizabeth, would you bear with me for just a minute? Do you have a piece of paper and a pen handy?
Yes, I do.
I was sort of playing around earlier when I was looking at your work, and I was thinking, if a downward-facing triangle conveys a negative emotional valence, what about a cartoonish face composed entirely of downward-facing triangles? So if you can, draw one large triangle, and then for eyes, two small triangles, a nose, another smaller triangle, and for the mouth, sort of a larger one, you know, below the nose.
Right.
Now, when I look at what I've just drawn, I see a sleeping, happy slice of pizza.
That might be the transatlantic difference, mightn't it? I think what you're talking about here is context. As soon as you put something into, you know, an overriding context that puts it into a positive light, and something that's very personal to you, that's going to be particularly strong. But I think you're right. As I was drawing that as well, I saw aspects that we get in carved jack-o'-lanterns. So where you saw a pizza, I saw, you know, things that we use to scare off evil spirits.
So if I go ahead and write a blog post about my happy sleeping slice of pizza, it might be a little sensational to reference your article.
It might be just yet, but as you said, we have more questions. But perhaps putting triangles in a different cultural context could have impact.
Sure, there's always room for one more.
Dr. Elizabeth Blagrove, teaching fellow and researcher at the University of Warwick and co-author with Derek Watson of the paper Negative Triangles, Simple Geometric Shapes Convey Emotional Valence. She was speaking with Word of Mouth producer Taylor Quimby. There are links to several articles connecting her work to the facial features of favorite cartoon villains at the pleasantly shaped wordofmouthradio.org.
Ha 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 ha!